We've got two very special guests with me in studio this morning, Sean and Rudy. Sean is a volunteer communications executive with Elder Dog. Along with Rudy, his adorable four-legged companion, they're here to tell us about this wonderful nonprofit aimed at volunteering assistance for seniors that need extra help caring for their fur companions at times. Sean, Rudy, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Hey, thanks for giving us the opportunity to come in and talk about what we're doing within the community is very much appreciated. I'm here to help out with promoting our local Moncton pod, PAWD, for those who love a good pun. But my job is just really kind of to get that message out there and let people know what's going on, that Elder Dog exists, that we're here to help and support in the community. And right now, we're looking for a lot of volunteers. Elder Dog's mission is to honor and preserve the animal-human bond through care, companionship, commemoration, and education. Companionship is the biggest component of this. We are a social species, and dogs are too. As long as there's an elder component, whether it's an elderly person or an elderly dog, this is where we're looking for people to help out with these. And when it comes to the elder people, our goal is to enable older adults living at home with challenges affecting dog care to continue to benefit from their relationship with their canine companions. So this could be assisting seniors with exercising their dogs, delivering or picking up dog food from a grocery or pet store, providing light tasks with animal hygiene, grooming, nail clipping or help with brushing, transportation to or from a vet or groomer, and temporary care during hospitalization. As a personal example, within our own community, one human client has mobility issues, difficulty walking around her home. While she can care for her dog in her home, she needs that extra help in order to get her dog to a grooming appointment. So what I will do is visit our client, pick up Violet, her nice toy Yorkie, bring her to the local groomers. The groomers take care of Violet, and we'll bring Violet back to her owner. And her owner is very enthusiastic because in this client's case, Violet is her only family member that's left in her life. So it really is important to her to see her family member be taken well care of. When it comes to a senior dog, sometimes there's changes in a dog's living situation. That means that maybe they need support too, such as their human companion changing residence, suffering from an illness, or passing away. Elder Dog provides loving homes for older dogs to live out their lives with the dignity they deserve. We endeavor to rehome older dogs with older people who want the loving companionship of an older dog and maybe have that little extra time to dote on a senior dog that needs that extra attention.
That's incredible. Sean, if there's someone looking to join Elder Dog, they wish to assist seniors with their pet care or senior pets, how can they sign up or contact the group?
Oh, for sure. We are on social media with Facebook. We are a national organization. We do have local pod pages. Elderdog.ca is probably going to be your best bet. It gives you an opportunity to kind of read up a little bit on what we do, to be able to take a look at the volunteering page, see if there's some tasks there that you're willing to take on. And it doesn't matter whether you're maybe a retiree looking to fill in quite a bit of time, or you're somebody who just wants to offer a couple of hours a week in order to support seniors in your community. This is what Elder Dog is all about. We want volunteers of any type and whatever availability you have and whatever capability you have, because maybe there's some tasks that you're more comfortable with than others.
Well, Sean, we want to thank you and Rudy for dropping in on Max Mornings to share with us the details on this great organization doing wonderful things for both our elderly and our elderly pets as well. It's a great initiative and we're happy to help share the message behind it. Thank you.
Hey, and we appreciate the opportunity to get the message out. Right now, we really are looking for volunteers, anyone who's able to assist wherever they can. So please visit elderdog.ca. And if you know a senior in your community who maybe needs that little extra support, maybe doesn't have those friends or families available to help out with taking on some of the tasks, feel free to reach out to elderdog.ca.